Once upon a time, on the north coast of Sumatra, lived a poor woman and her son. The boy's name was Malin Kundang. Malin Kundang turned out to be good at fishing. However, they were not able to earn much from fishing. They never had enough money for food and sometimes only had one meal a day. Malin Kundang decided to do something different. One day, the captain of a large fishing boat was looking for more fishermen to join him to sail into the ocean and catch big fishes. The captain offered a generous wage because it was going to be a long expedition.
Mama, I want to join the captain and earn a lot of money. Then I can look after both of us and we never have to go hungry again.
My son, that is very sweet of you, but don't go. I will miss having you by my side.
I'm really tired of us always not having enough money. I'm not happy like this.
If you really want to go, I can't stop you. I can only pray for you to gain success in life. But promise me you'll come home.
The next morning, Malin Kundang was ready to go.
Take good care of yourself, son. Here's some food and snacks for your journey.
You too, Mama. Promise me that you'll take care of yourself, okay? I'll return home safely.
Malin Kundang hugged his mother tightly. Time passed by very quickly. And after 3 months, Malin Kundang's mother started to become anxious and worried. She waited at the pier every day, hoping to see the large fishing boat. Every day and night, she prayed for her son's safety. Months turned into years, and after several years waiting without any news, Malin Kundang's mother was suddenly surprised by the arrival of a big boat. When the boat docked, Malin Kundang's mother saw a man who looked wealthy climbing down a ladder. She could not be wrong. Her blurry eyes still easily recognized him. The man was her son, Malin Kundang.
My son, my darling son, you're back. I have missed you so much.
Malin Kundang recognized his mother, but was ashamed at how shabby she looked. He did not want people to think that he used to be a poor man.
Old woman, get away from me. I don't know you. My mother would never wear such ragged and ugly clothes.
My son, don't you recognize me? I am your mother.
Old woman, you take this bag of gold coins and go away. Leave me alone.
Malin Kundang shoved the money into her hands and quickly walked away from her.
My son, why do you treat your own mother like this?
He ignored her cries and returned to the boat. He ordered them to set sail. Malin Kundang's mother sat alone by the pier. Her heart was so hurt. She cried and cried. The skies grew dark. The winds blew stronger and stronger, causing the waves to grow bigger and bigger. A big wave smacked Malin Kundang's boat and he was thrown out of his boat. The waves dragged him to a small island. He heard a loud, angry voice from the sky.
Malin Kundang! How dare you! She has been nothing but a loving mother to you, and yet, because of your sinful pride, you chose to ignore her. You deserve to be punished.
Malin Kundang was so scared that he fell to his knees and covered his head out of fear. Suddenly, Malin Kundang's whole body turned into stone. He was punished for being an unfilial and an ungrateful child. Until today, Malin Kundang's stone body can be found kneeling on the ground. It serves as a reminder for others to always be grateful and filial to their parents. The end.